2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Maria Shalao, sitting in today for Tim and Amanda. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. The Davis School District is apologizing this morning after a Justice Department inquiry found serious and widespread incidents of racial harassment. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the district has settled the case and promises to do better.
Black students said they were frequently called the N-word and harassed when their classes taught lessons about slavery. KSL.com reports Asian American students were also targets of harassment and discrimination. Chris Williams with the Davis District told KSL-TV they're sorry it happened.
Any student who comes to our schools feeling like this is not a place I want to be is not our goal.
The district will take a number of steps to address the problems, including creating a new department to handle complaints. It will also look at student discipline to make sure it's applied fairly. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The man accused of shooting and killing University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe is expected in court this morning. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Maria, Book M. Book is scheduled to appear at 9 a.m. for a detention hearing. He faces charges of aggravated murder and attempted murder, and a judge is expected to rule if Book should be held in jail without bail. We learned last week Aaron Lowe was killed over a parking spot in Sugar House, and Book is accused of shooting Aaron several times and critically injuring Lowe's girlfriend, who was with him at the time. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Students at colleges across the country will participate in a memorial walk honoring the life of Lauren McCluskey. McCluskey died 3 years ago today when a man she had previously dated murdered her outside her college dorm at the University of Utah. Today, the University of Utah, Utah State, SUU, and over 30 other colleges across the country will walk to remember Lauren and raise awareness for domestic violence and campus safety.
The search for Brian Laundrie.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
A lot of questions remain this morning in the Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito case after investigators used dental records to confirm remains found in Florida were those of Laundrie. ABC's Andrew Dimbert begins our team coverage.
The month-long search ended Wednesday when Laundrie's parents led authorities to his remains. Chris and Roberta Laundrie joined the search at a nature preserve near their home in an area they thought Brian may have went, but was previously underwater. According to their attorney, Chris Laundrie found a bag belonging to Brian off one trail. Law enforcement then located Brian's backpack, then his remains.
The latest discovery in the case comes almost 2 months after Gabby Petito was first reported missing. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reviews the events of the case and continues our team coverage.
Petito and Laundrie began a cross-country van trip in June. In August, police in Moab responded to a call after someone saw the couple arguing outside Arches National Park.
We drove by and the gentleman was slapping the girl.
He was slapping her.
No charges were filed and the couple was told to separate for the night. They then resumed their trip, posting more videos. On September 1st, Laundrie returned home to Florida alone. 10 days later, Petito's family reported her missing. Laundrie then told his family he was going for a hike in a nature preserve and disappeared, and Gabby's body was found a week later. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. One crew member is dead, another injured after a shooting on the set of a movie in New Mexico, and the alleged shooter is actor Alec Baldwin. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
What was loaded in the prop gun is a big question today. The sheriff in Santa Fe County, New Mexico, is confirming the gun was fired by Alec Baldwin. The call came in of a shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. The movie's director of photography is dead. The director of the movie is injured and getting treatment. Pictures of Baldwin reportedly after the shooting show him appearing to be distraught. Witnesses are being interviewed. The sheriff says the investigation is open and active. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Taylorsville police have arrested a man after a short chase through a neighborhood overnight. Taylorsville Sergeant Amanda Marriott says the chase never reached high speeds.
Kind of circled around and we ended up using the pit technique to stop the vehicle.
Sergeant Marriott also says they believe the vehicle was stolen. Developing news on KSL News Radio, firefighters in Tooele County are fighting a fire this morning in West Canyon in Grantsville. We are still working on details of the size of the blaze and how it may have started. As soon as we know more, we will bring it to you.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.